107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a special guest stand-up comedian who's got a show at GLC Live at 20 Monroe, December 6th. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Tom Papa. Good morning, bro.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing great, dude. Looking forward to the show coming up in Michigan in just a few months, GLC Live at 20 Monroe in Grand Rapids. You're going to be going on this tour. And tell me about this new tour and the show.
Yeah, it's called the Grateful Bread Tour because I was a Dead fan when I was younger. And
nice.
I'm now a bread baker. So I've combined my two loves. And we started up a little while ago, and we've been cruising around the country. It's been doing this whole new hour that's going to end up the next special on Netflix. And the cool thing about naming your tour the Grateful Bread Tour is people actually show up with home baked goods.
They actually like bring some to you?
Yeah, people are always trying to be. The biggest struggle that fans are having is how to get the bread past security to my green room.
And by the time it makes it back there, you're like, I don't know where they shoved this. I don't know if I want to eat this thing.
I know. And my wife's always like, you're not really eating the stuff that strangers are baking for you. And I tell her that I don't eat it.
Right. You tell her that you don't eat it. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the funny thing, too, is like you got all these people bringing in these goods and you're like, you feel bad because you're like, man, they went through all the trouble to make this for me and there's no way in hell I'm going to eat this.
I pretty much eat everything they give me. I can't help it. I mean, I figure, you know, nobody's trying to poison a comedian by making a cupcake.
Yeah. Exactly. So your recent, I know that you're like your recent empty nester, are there parts of your life that you kind of feel like you've like rediscovered now that you are an empty nester?
You know, mainly you can walk around the house without having to cover up. That's pretty exciting. When you want to go drop something off in the laundry room, you can just walk with no clothes on. That's fun, as long as you remember when they come home for Thanksgiving that you can't do that anymore.
True.
The other thing is, it's been really fun just for my wife and I. Like, all of a sudden, we just look at each other. It's like, we could go get something to eat right now, and we don't have to call a sitter or tell anyone what we're doing. It's like, oh, man, this, like, you start out dating, and then 25 years later, you're back to dating again. It's pretty great.
Yeah. So how did you get into acting and comedy in general?
When I was a kid, I wanted to do it, you know, and once I found out that you could do that as a job, like in seventh grade, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to go do that. That seems more fun than any of the things that my family's doing. And then when I got out of school, I just went to New York and just started showing up at open mics and just started doing it. And I just never stopped. Like, I had a little day job in the beginning, but that was always the idea. When I was really, from seventh grade on, I was like, I'm just going to try and get to be a comedian. And when it happened, you know, I just kept going, and nobody ever told me I had to stop and go get a job. I still, to this day, feel like at any point someone could tap me on the shoulder and say, all right, enough screwing around. Let's still be a grown up.
That's funny. So is there a lot of networking involved, like when it comes to being a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, yeah. I a lot of times when young comics ask me, like, you know, for any kind of advice, it's like, just keep doing your thing, get as good as you can, and also meet people. And I think that's important in any job, right? It's like,
yeah,
the more, everything comes from other people. So the more people you meet, the more friends you're going to make, the more likely when someone has a project or is doing something or is hiring somebody, you're going to be on their mind. And in comedy, it's such a, especially the further you go, it's, you know, there's a lot of comedians, but it's kind of a small community of the people who are legit comics. So everybody really supports each other. It's a really kind of a great community.
When you were getting into comedy, was there a stand-up comedian or a group that you really looked up to while you were growing in the industry?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I grew up on George Carlin and Steve Martin and Bill Cosby. Those were all my, you know, I talk a lot about family and I liked smarter stuff. But those guys were just really special to me. And whenever people ask what my big break was, you know, it's always kind of hard to pinpoint one thing. But I think it was when I met and started working with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He kind of took me under his wing, and I just learned so much about what it is to be a comedian and how to carry yourself and how to work and how to write. And that was really a blessing.
I've always been drawn to that kind of comedy as well. It's funny because in History of the World Part 1, when Mel Brooks is trying to get unemployment and he calls himself a stand-up philosopher, it's a joke, but at the same time, there are a lot of artists, there are a lot of stand-up comedians out there that are kind of like that. And I think that, I feel like that really connects to people on a completely different level, aside from just telling jokes for the sake of getting to a punchline.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, and it's really nothing more than observing something, relating it. It's kind of like poetry or good writing or a good song. It's like if you have good comedy, when you watch it, you feel a little less alone because somebody identified a feeling or a situation and we're all laughing at it, and you walk around thinking, I'm the only one that's dealing with this. I'm the only one that feels this way. And then if a comic really nails it, you're like, oh no, I'm the same as the guy next to me in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I you know what I mean? And I feel like there's political philosophers, there's regular day, real life human philosopher. That's the kind of the stuff that I like. I mean, my stuff is kind of the day-to-day family, what it is just to be a human being and kind of muddling through all of this.
Yeah.
But some of the greatest lessons I've learned are really from... minds that comedians have put out in the world.
Yeah. Now you're multi-talented. I mean, you're not only stand-up comedian and actor, you also dabble in podcasting. You have Breaking Bread with Tom Papa. I'm curious, was this your idea to begin with, to start a podcast?
Yeah. This is a very unique opportunity, a unique time for comedians or for anybody, but for comedians, it's like, in the old days you had to wait for people to hire you and say, we want you to, be in this show or do this thing. Now you can do it all on your own. You can put clips on your phone and share it with the world on social media. You can create your own podcast and run it like you're now the host of this talk show. And it just seemed like this great opportunity to be able to hang out and talk to your audience directly. So I started it years ago, and it's called Breaking Bread with Tom Papa because I host people a lot, and I feel like when you give people food, and I bake bread for every guest that comes on, it just kind of relaxes everybody and opens up the door to these great conversations. And every year we keep getting better guests, more fans, and it just keeps growing. And it's weird. It's like I went from trying to get on talk shows to kind of running a talk show.
That's really sweet. Yeah, I know you've got your book as well. You wrote a few years back, We're All in This Together, so Make Some Room. How was the experience of writing the book? How long did that take you?
I really like it. I have a lot of comedian friends that wrote a book and they write one and then never do it again. Just couldn't stand it. But but I really like it. That was my third one. And I really enjoy the process of writing. I really do. It takes me about two and a half years to get from the first idea to actually delivering it. I'm working on the fourth one right now, and I have a feeling this one's going to take a little longer because the pace is horrible right now.
Oh, man. Well, I'm looking forward to that one. I can't wait for it to come out. And again, the Grateful Bread is the tour dates and tickets are available on your website, tompapa.com. GLC live at 20 Monroe in Grand Rapids, December 6th. Get tickets to the show. Tom, it was great talking to you, man. And good luck on the upcoming tour and the book and all your future adventures, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll see you down the road.